Okay, Pinkies. This is the Fade Driver. This is attempt number 2. All right, I have all of the things. I have my gloves. We have some, not exciting news, but boy, did you miss a good day yesterday. We have had a fully 1 foot of snow here in Vancouver. Of course, it shuts the city down. My driveway, of course, is fully shoveled, so I will have no problems. I may have problems getting out of my laneway. Today, I'm driving the little electric car. I'm sorry you didn't hear the starting up of it. I just got to blast through this snowbank. There we go. The best day yesterday, we had like 1 full foot of snow, and of course, none of the roads are plowed. So I took that opportunity to take the tow monster out and put it into full four-wheel drive. I had the best time. I did attempt to record it. I had to do it on my iPhone, and the quality was so poor that I can't even bring myself to share it with you. It's so bad. But you would have heard me going, woohoo, and giggling and all that kind of stuff, and you would have heard my big diesel engine going at full bore. We had the best time. It was a lot of fun. But you missed out. So much for that. What I attempted to do in that episode, or yesterday in the truck, was to talk about laughing Buddhas. What did he call it? I can't remember what you called it. It was the wheel-bearing locking flange nut, I believe. You had a question about what is a wheel-bearing locking flange nut. So I made some attempts to explain that. I don't think I'm going to have time because my time these days, I have my father living in the basement. And that has been, it's been very time-consuming. The roads are much better today. They've actually, the weather has changed. It snowed quite a bit, but mostly the roads are now just wet. Of course, because they've salted the crap out of everything. But many roads were not plowed. But we finally now we have the roads have been plowed. You know, snow is very hard on Vancouver. We're not meant to deal with it. So the city tends to shut right down when we have a snow event. The transit doesn't work. The buses get stuck. People don't know how to drive in this snow. And most of the time, it's not regular, real snow. It's really wet and thick and gluey, and it's super slippery. Not like the snow you might have where the weather is more dry, where there's less humidity. The snow tends to be more dry, and when it's cold, because we get snow, but it's still around a freezing mark, like -1 or -2 degrees Celsius, which would be somewhere like 30 to 32 degrees for you Americans. So that's the worst. That's the worst temperatures for snow, because it's right at the point of melting. So it tends to be very heavy and wet and slippery. Whereas when it's much colder, dry snow is much easier to deal with, and it has more, it's more stable, I think, easier to drive in. Anyway, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my father. Father living in the basement now, full time, 100%. He's there every day. it just adds another layer of things to do to make sure my dad is okay. Because I don't let him cook down there. I don't want him having any dangerous materials, hazardous fire rated, materials down there. So there's no cookery down there. So I tend to make his meals for him. Plus he eats what he sees. So if if the food's not out on the countertop, he doesn't see it and he doesn't know that there's food there. So he basically ends up eating cornflakes and these disgusting bananas that are black. Black bananas. Ugh. Sorry, just dealing with some traffic there. So, I make a bit of effort to make sure he's getting proper food and nutrition. Okay, the world is in a hurry. Woohoo! This is not nearly as fun in this electric car because this electric car has so much traction control and nanny on it because these electric engines have so much torque. They don't let you floor it and put down all the torque because the software is managing whether or not to allow torque to go to the wheels. So it tends to be a little bit annoying because you can't, even when you turn the traction control off, which I regularly do, it just takes over the car. So whereas in that truck, you can turn off traction control. The traction control is minimal in that truck. It does come on once in a while, more particularly when the vehicle gets sideways. You can actually it will allow you to do a bit of a drift. I was doing some lovely four-wheel drifts in that four-wheel drive truck, and the snow was lovely yesterday. It was just blanketed all the roads, and it was just the most fun. It was like the good old days when I lived up north when we had a proper snow. Anyway, let's get back to this wheel bearing locking flange nut. Did you hear? I heard myself mentioned on the north and south of things with the Laughing Buddha, and there we go. The brakes just kick right in. I gotta turn. Let's see if we can get that traction control turned off. I'm actually late. I'm probably going to be late for work today, but I don't care. Only half of my office showed up yesterday at work because of the snow. A bunch of wimps. okay. Wheel bearing locking flange at Laughing Buddha. You know, George in Atlanta is not quitting podcasting, but the George in Atlanta podcast will be no more. You know, I have many episodes of the old George in Atlanta. George has done many different iterations of his show. I have many of his music mix shows, which I still use. I have them on CD. I have them archived to my hard drive. So I still, even though George in Atlanta may be off the air, I will still be listening, George. All right, let's get back to Laughing Buddha. The wheel bearing locking flange nut. All right, here you go. This is how these work. On your wheel, where your wheel hangs off the car, you have a spindle which is attached to the suspension system. And the spindle is like a giant penis. It's like really thick at the base, and it's generally more pointy at the outside end. The outboard end is more pointy. So the spindle, this thick base of the spindle is at the suspension end. And what you do is you put an inside wheel bearing and an outside wheel bearing. So the inside wheel bearing goes on first on the thick base of the spindle. And a wheel bearing is just like a round circular thing. It has lots of little bearings in it that turn. It's a circle that is surrounded by a bunch of little bearings, and generally these bearings are actually tubular in style, but let's not get marred down in all of that. So the inside wheel bearing goes on, and then the hub goes on to that. So the hub has all of the things like your wheel, the brake rotor. That's the big shiny plate and then there's a caliper with the brake pads that goes over the shiny plate, the wheel rotor, And so those things hang on the spindle. There's a few things that keep everything in place and hold it straight and upright and all that. And then, so after you get the hub on, the rotor, then the outside wheel bearing goes on the smaller part of the spindle. And then all of that stuff gets locked down with this wheel bearing locking flange nut. So you put the inside bearing, the hub, and then the outside bearing, and then the nut goes on. And all a flange means is that there's a little sort of a beveled curve. The outer circular, the base of this nut will probably have just a little cut into it, like a lathed out circular outside edge, which will mate perfectly with the wheel bearing, so that they all fit nice and tightly together. Don't know how to explain that precisely, but a flange is just like a bevel cut or a rounded raised edge, you might think of it as. And so that flange is going to dial down when you tighten the nut to keep all this stuff in place. That flange is going to just push down and hold that bearing in perfectly in place. So we want the bearing to essentially be suspended and held tight against the spindle. So then the mechanic with his giant nut wrench, they're probably looking at an inch and a half or a 2-inch nut. He's going to tighten all that stuff down and get it as tight as he can possibly make it. And then the locking part of this bearing wheel lock flange locking nut is that this nut will have little tabs on it, and the nut will have like little things notched out of it, so that after you get the nut tightened down, these little metal tabs get bent over so that, and they hold the nut in place so that that nut can never loosen off, because the locking nut part of this thing is a little tab that makes it impossible for the nut to loosen off. Because as you can imagine, your wheel is spinning at thousands of RPMs a minute, and you don't want the thing to wind itself off. You don't want the nut to loosen itself off with the spinning of the wheel. So the nut is locked into place so that it cannot come off. It's similar to a situation where you might use a cotter pin. People might know what a cotter pin is, where you put a cotter pin through a hole in the end of the spindle and you bend the little tabs on the cotter pin. And that is what holds a nut in place. So this is the same thing. It's just a little bit of a different process. So that, I hope that answers your question. The wheel bearing locking flange nut. Someone ought to lock up this nut. Who's talking? Just another note on wheel bearings. Some vehicles have a hole. You can't actually replace the wheel bearings, because the wheel bearing and the hub is all manufactured as one single piece. And so, older cars will have all of these components separately. The inside bearing, the outside bearing, and the hub, and the rotor, and all that will all be different. To lessen the cost of manufacturing and ease of installation for the knuckleheads that are building these cars on the line as they come off the line at the factory, they will actually sort of manufacture these bearing and hub and wheel systems. They're all just like machined together. They're pressed with 400,000 pounds of pressure, where they cram the two bearings into the hub, and you can't actually change the bearing you have to change the entire wheel hub, which is extremely expensive. So the fact that you might actually be able to change a bearing is a testament to good manufacturing processes that will make your car easier to maintain. Okay, so I think that's all I have to say about all of that. I'm sorry for the short episode. Life has been extremely busy here now that Dad is with me. My weekends I have even less time on the weekends and less time at night after work. Some exciting news for me. I have 17 weeks of work left. And that is about 65 working days or somewhere. We're in the 66, 65 working days left for me. And then I'm free! The only problem is, in order to become free, I am now training my replacement. So if I thought I was going to coast along on the last 66 days of my work life, well, I'm actually, now I have to teach somebody the job that I've only been doing for 2 years that I barely understand myself. I'll be teaching that person how to do my job. Fun. Okay. That's it for me. I am the Fey Driver. Thank you for listening. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I don't know if I have to thank anybody for the lovely cards they've sent me in the mail. Hint, hint. You know who you are. And I intend to continue to podcast as I can get time away from my father and a private moment. That is longer than however long it took me to drive to work here, 7 to 10 minutes. And I'm really sorry that you couldn't enjoy with me the fun that I had yesterday morning. I do have a voicemail from Scotty the Little Aussie Battler, which I'm not going to play because you've heard it on everybody else's podcast. That being that he's 93 kilograms, which is 205 pounds. It's boilerating in Brisbane, and he's walking to work because I berated him for driving his diesel car 1 kilometer a day, 2 kilometers a day. I'll probably play this message for you right here at the end. Although I shouldn't. You don't deserve the airplay, Scotty, because you're just saying, you're saying the same message everywhere. If you want to continue your podcast vicariously through other people's podcasts, you should be sending different topics to different people, not the same thing. Anyway, I'm proud of you for walking. Goodbye.
Hey, driver, this is Scotty, your Aussie Battler. I'm walking home from the bloody train because I walked to the train this morning. 1 kilometer walking in the blazing summer heat. And why? No. Not because he told me that my amazing diesel engine car shouldn't drive only 2 kilometers a day, but because I'm fat. I'm 92 kilos. I've got to lose weight. I've got to lose weight fast. So I'm walking to the train every day. Ugh, it takes so long. So long. Only you'll understand is the metric. Only other metric person in Pride 48. You'll understand how far a kilometer is. Also, Happy New Year. Bye. This is Scotty.